This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with a special feature story of the week. Is it just me, or do you groan when it comes to April 15th? There has to be a better way to fund government. Back in 2012, we ran a story about a concept called the fair tax. In my opinion, it makes a lot of sense, and there are people who are still trying to get it passed. So, what a better time to revisit that interview.
With April 15th still stinging for some, our feature story of the week is an interview with Jim Darnell, California State Director for the Fair Tax Initiative. When it comes to taxes, everybody has just experienced not too long ago, although they probably would like to forget it, the aggravation and the consternation that was created when they had to prepare for April the 15th for tax day. How did our current tax system come about? How did this whole thing evolve to where we are today?
Our tax code is interesting. In 1913, we started off with passing the 16th Amendment, which allowed Congress to levy an income tax. And we started off with 400 pages of tax code. Since that time frame, the tax code has grown to over 72,000, I think it's closer to 73,000 pages of tax code today. Our system is horribly broken. Americans spend an estimated $300 to $500 billion a year, each year trying to comply with this overly complex tax code. And just to have their taxes done and know that it's wrong. We have taxation without comprehension right now, Jim. Another big problem that we have is that our existing system doesn't tax the estimated $1 to $2 trillion of black market economy out there, whether it's drug dealers or prostitution or anybody who's doing a business and just simply accepting cash. They're not reporting income. And so therefore they're paying nothing into our income tax code. In addition to that, IRS estimates we lose almost $450 billion a year by people who are either cheating or underpayment or just doing their taxes wrong. So we've got almost $1 trillion that we're losing in terms of productivity in this country because of the existing tax code.
Now, our president has been an advocate recently for the fact that people need to pay their fair share. How does the fair tax relate to that principle?
Everybody seems to have their own idea of what fair is with respect to taxes, and I guess it's most people think it's fair if it doesn't hurt me but it hurts somebody else or you tax somebody else. With respect to the fair tax is a unified approach that eliminates all personal income tax, all corporate tax, payroll taxes, death taxes, inheritance tax, Medicare, Social Security taxes. Basically, all of that goes away. And it gets replaced by a single national retail sales tax on new goods and services. Anything that's used is not taxed. One of the beauties about the fair tax is it broadens the base significantly. Again, it taxes the shadow industry, which is not paying income tax and never will, but they're out and they're buying houses, cars, boats, big screen TVs. They're buying products. So under the fair tax, because it's a national retail sales tax, they would actually be contributing to our economy and to the tax base. And the conservative estimate is over $100 billion.
Well, there's no question that what you say sounds good from the standpoint of not having all of these taxes. But then the question begs to be asked, how do we run our government? How do we pay for the overhead that we have? If we take all of those taxes away, what kind of revenue will be produced by that?
The fair tax, by design, is intended to be revenue neutral. It will fund the government to the same level that they are being funded under the current tax system. One of the things we're not trying to do, you may argue whether we have too much government, not enough. That's not the problem we're trying to fix. We're trying to change just fundamentally how taxes are collected and paid in this country and still fund the government to the level that they're currently funded today. As proposed, the fair tax is revenue neutral. Most people probably want to know what the rate is under the fair tax. For every dollar that you spend, 23 cents of that dollar will go to the federal government as part of the fair tax or national retail sales tax.
Have there been any studies to indicate how that will play out in terms of total revenue coming in?
Yes. Every year, the Americans for Fair Taxation, people who developed the fair tax plan, they go back and they take a look and they rerun the numbers to try and understand what that rate would have to be. And it continues to hover right around the 23% level in terms of a tax and inclusive. $1 spent, 23 cents of that dollar goes to the federal government.
And that would take care of our need.
Absolutely. In fact, it is specifically funds Medicare and Social Security, which we know is in trouble under the current tax system. And if you think about this, it significantly broadens the base. We talked about the shadow economies being taxed under the fair tax, where, by the way, a flat tax, which is still an income tax, would never tax the shadow economies because they still won't report income. Fair tax, they're spending money. We're capturing it there. Every product under the fair tax is actually taxed, so that spreads the base. People who have more end up paying more in terms of the tax because they're living a more lavish lifestyle. They're buying more things. And in fact, under the fair tax, there's a provision called the prebate or the family consumption allowance, which will reimburse every man, woman, and child living in the United States legally. So they have to have a Social Security number and have to prove that they're here legally. Gets reimbursed for the tax that they would pay on the basic necessities to the poverty level. So if you're living at the poverty level, you're paying no tax at all. As you start spending beyond the poverty level, then you end up contributing more tax to the system. So in that way, it makes it progressive. You know, we need less government or we need more government. Bottom line, we're not trying to solve that problem. We are trying to fund the government to the level that it is today.
Well, hypothetically then, if the government spent less, is it theoretically possible that that 23% could come down to 20%? In other words, as what we need is less, then the amount of the tax would be less.
Absolutely. And in fact, in the bill is designed to look at the funding of the government on a yearly basis and determine what the sales tax rate should be. Well, realize that most people today have absolutely no idea what percentage tax they're paying. I don't. I've got an engineering degree. I end up doing my taxes and then handing them off to somebody else to do my taxes. And, you know, I know they're wrong, but I still don't. I can't tell you exactly the percentage that I'm paying in terms of tax today. With the fair tax, it makes it very, very visible. Every product that you buy by law has to show you the amount of money that was pulled out of that product to fund the government. So every receipt that you get shows exactly how much tax you've paid. So can you imagine what happens now? We've got, you know, 300 million people, and the government says we're going to raise the tax rate, you know, 1 or 2%. All of a sudden, you got 300 million people that are going to stand up and say, no, you're not. I see exactly what's happening here, and you're not going to do it.
Well, let me ask you this. When you say 23% of every dollar, does that include the groceries I buy at the grocery store?
Absolutely. One of the wonderful things under the fair tax is everything is taxed. There's no exceptions. That's the exceptions is the reason we ended up with 72,000 pages of code today. But to ensure that this is progressive and fairly treats people who are poor and are struggling and perhaps spending all of their money, their earned income on the basic necessities, the fair tax has a concept called the prebate or the family consumption allowance. And the family consumption allowance will reimburse every man, woman, and child living in the United States legally for the cost of the tax that they would pay on the basic necessities to the poverty level. So if you're living, if you're a family of four and you're making, you know, $30,000 or something like that and living at the poverty level, you're effectively going to pay no tax at all because you're going to get reimbursed at the beginning of the month, by the way. So it's called a prebate instead of rebate. You're going to get reimbursed for the amount of money that you would tax that you would pay on the basic necessities.
Now, that's a very important ingredient right there, because I was just about to ask you, it's fine to say you're going to give me back my 23%, but in the short term, it could cause me all sorts of angst because I'm paying more than I normally would have paid. So that's an interesting concept.
Right. It comes in the form of a debit card, you know, transaction or perhaps a check or whatever. Basically, it goes into your bank account at the beginning of the month for the amount of tax that you will be spending that month. And realize that then that people who are living at the poverty level are living a, you know, not living a lavish lifestyle, so therefore they're going to pay less tax. People who are spending and living at a much more lavish lifestyle are going to be consuming more goods and services, and so therefore they're going to contribute more in terms of tax dollars. So that's what makes the fair tax progressive.
So even somebody like Al Capone would have paid his fair share in the old days.
They absolutely would, again, because they're buying things. Tourism. People who are coming to the United States and purchasing products in the United States are going to be contributing to this. One of the other wonderful things, there's lots of wonderful things the fair tax will do. If you think about eliminating corporate income tax, well, corporations don't pay taxes anyway. The fair tax eliminates all corporate income tax. Okay, so corporations could come to the United States and they could produce products tax-free in the United States. And the estimate is, in the first year alone, it would create 16 million new jobs in the United States by passing the fair tax.
Wow. Listen, we're running out of time, but before we say goodbye, and I certainly thank you for coming in and sharing this concept, it's been very educational and illuminating, to say the least. If a person wants to learn more or get involved, where do they go from here?
My name is Jim Donnell. I am the California State Director for the Fair Tax. If you'd like to call me and get involved, my telephone number is 716-22-NO-IRS. That's 716-22-NO-IRS. If you want to learn more about the Fair Tax, I would encourage you to go to fairtax.org, www.fairtax.org. Ton of great material out there. There's several great books. Fair Tax, The Truth, for instance, is available on Amazon for about $7, or you can get it at your local store as well. Lots of opportunities to certainly learn more. We're a grassroots effort. Honestly, I need help. People who are interested in helping to spread the word, to learn more about it, or perhaps make a financial contribution to us so we can do advertising on radios and across the state and educate people about the fair tax. We'd sure appreciate that.
Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate you taking your time to visit with us on this concept. And please keep us posted on developments in the future pertaining to the fair tax.
I will do. We've got, I should say, by the way, I mean, this is not a pipe dream. We have 67 co-sponsors in the House. It's H.R. 25. In the Senate, I think we have 8 or 9 co-sponsors. It's S-13. It's been before the House since 1997. We can make this happen, but it needs us to get behind it because our elected officials don't want to do it because it takes away their power to hand out tax favors and get campaign contributions.
Well, thank you again for coming in.
There are a lot of good alternatives to the current tax system, whether the flat tax or the fair tax. If you're tired of being overly taxed, then check out the fair tax. Learn more by visiting fairtax.org. And then call those people we voted to represent us and tell them it's time for a change in the current tax system. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. Now let's journey back to a time when taxes were lower and life easier. Cameron Palmer invites you to join him in the KHMB Time Machine for a trip back to 1949. This is Community Radio for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9, Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine,
locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
It's spring of 1949, and the war is over. What does the coastside look like? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Cabin raid nets 10 teenagers. Teenage boys and girls were arrested in a lonely cabin south of Half Moon Bay. They were sleeping in assorted pairs, according to the sheriff deputies. All were from San Francisco. One of the boys explained that the San Francisco moral code is so strict, the youngsters have to take to the hills to have any fun. Upwards of 60% of the coastside Brussels sprouts plantings were found to have a weevil that is eating the seed. This is believed to be so serious of a situation since there is a limited amount of seed produced in San Mateo County and Santa Cruz counties. And for the third successive year, the Half Moon Chamber of Commerce Large Community Exhibit was awarded top honors in the Agriculture Division at the San Mateo County Fiesta Fair. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. And I'm honored to have my daughter, Charlotte Palmer, age 14, to do the reading of this commercial. Charlotte?
For over a decade, many of you patrons of my restaurant got to meet and enjoy our official little mascot dog, Winston. He was always welcoming and appreciative of the sweet, petting, kind words he received from so many who spotted him sitting on his bar stool in the game room. It was hard to see him go, but it was time after a full life. My grandpa enjoyed him for 3 years before he passed away, and my grandma had 11 more years with him. After 4 months of being without a dog for the first time in her life, my aunt found a new mascot for both her and Cameron's Inn. If you haven't yet met Ellie, please drop by to see her. She's still a puppy, but she has learned the art of hospitality and will wag her tail and enjoy any petting you may want to give. We're giving a bit of liberty in saying the name which she came with harkens to Queen Elizabeth, despite the lack of the two L's in the name. My grandma had 3 wishes for a new dog. About 10 pounds, she's 11 pounds, but still close enough. No shedding and a cuddler. Thanks to my Aunt Kendra for finding a new perfect family member. Keep calm and doggy on.
All right, what a story. Thank you, Charlotte. You're a pro at this. Thanks for coming today and recording. 1949, after many years of misery, through the Depression and World War II, post-war prosperity is starting to get underway, with companies now available to supply the cars, televisions, and other goods demanded in the consumer society. The cars are getting bigger, and TVs got bigger. With some 6.2 million new cars sold in the United States, nearly 10 million televisions in American homes. A new type of TV program has appeared, and it's called soap operas. The name comes from the fact that many soap manufacturers sponsor the show to catch the stay-at-home mom with the advertising. China becomes a communist country, and Russia has the nuclear bomb, which increases the tension between East and West. It's being called the Cold War. How much do things cost in 1949? Inflation is under 1%, and the cost of a new house is $7,450. The minimum hourly wage is 70 cents per hour, and you can buy a pound of bacon for 50 cents, or a gallon of gas for 19 cents. In 1949, Billboard magazine published multiple singles charts each week. There was one for bestseller in stores, most played by disc jockeys, and most played in jukeboxes. The song that sold more records and was number one for 16 weeks running was Vaughn Monroe with Ghost Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke been riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies. and up a cloudy draw. A ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear their cry. Yibbe-yi-oh, loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a-riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yibbe-yi-yay. Riders in the sky.
This song was so popular that it was recorded by four major artists. One radio favorite was Faraway Places by Perry Como.
Places with strange sounding names, far away over the sea. Those far away places where the strange sounding names are calling, calling me. Going to China, or maybe Siam. I want to see for myself those far away places I've been reading about in a book that I took from a shelf. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train. I pray for the day I can get underway and look for those castles in Spain. They call me a dreamer. Well, maybe I am. But I know that I'm burning to see those faraway places with a strange sound of names calling, calling me.
Hope you have enjoyed our time machine flashback to 1949. Where to next week? Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967 6060 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus. Emergency funds offer breathing room when it matters. Everyone needs an emergency fund. Financial experts recommend it, and we've all experienced surprise expenses, a costly car repair, a broken water heater, or unexpected medical bills. Despite our best intentions, building a financial cushion can feel impossible. After rent or mortgage, groceries, utilities, and everyday expenses, it seems there's nothing left to save. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. Many Americans struggle to maintain emergency savings, but building those savings doesn't necessarily require massive lifestyle changes or windfalls. With a strategic approach and realistic milestones, you can create the financial safety net you need. Start small and build momentum. Traditional advice suggests saving 3 to 6 months of total expenses. It's an excellent goal, but can feel overwhelming when you're starting from zero. Instead, begin with a more achievable target, such as $500 or a full month's worth of expenses. The key is to get started and contribute consistently. Even a few $100s can provide meaningful protection and help you avoid relying on credit cards or high-interest loans. This initial milestone can cover many medium-sized emergencies. Once you reach the first milestone, work toward 1.5 to 2 months of expenses, then the full 3 to 6 months. Find money you didn't know you had. Building your emergency fund doesn't always require cutting expenses. If you're employed, set up automatic transfers from your paycheck into separate savings accounts. Cancel subscriptions you rarely use and shop around for better insurance rates and take advantage of sales whenever you can. Consider saving windfalls like tax refunds, work bonuses, or birthday money. If your budgeted expenses come in lower than expected, perhaps your healthcare costs or home maintenance needs were less than anticipated this month, save the difference in your emergency fund. Have a dedicated account for your fund. Keep your emergency savings in a separate account from your regular checking, so you're less tempted to use the money for non-emergencies. Choose an account that's easily accessible and without penalties. And while you shouldn't invest emergency money in stocks or bonds, look for an account that earns interest. Balance competing priorities. Building an emergency fund is important, but it shouldn't come at the expense of other crucial financial goals. If you're carrying high interest debt or missing out on your employer's retirement contribution matches, address those priorities first, while still building your emergency savings. Ultimately, you'll want to balance your emergency fund with other goals. To determine an emergency savings target, consider your personal risk for unexpected expenses, your job security, and family circumstances. You may need 3 to 6 months worth of savings, or possibly some other amount. If this step feels overwhelming, ask a financial advisor to help you come up with a suitable plan. The path to financial security requires progress rather than perfection. Begin where you are, use what you have, and take one small step at a time. That first $500 might feel modest, but it represents the freedom to handle whatever life throws your way. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
This week's guest host is Dr. David Antion. His health tip following this word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
It's springtime, and we're coming up to fruits and vegetables. And here's one that I hope that you can avail yourself of, and that is cherries, including Bing cherries. They're good for heart disease. They're good for cancer prevention. They're good for bone health. They're good for pain relief. Fight gout. You can freeze them. You can eat them straight. You can, you know, mix them in a little bowl and have them with cereal or other things. Cherries, they are filled with vitamins and minerals and nutrients. And the tart cherries may even have some melatonin in them, helping you to relax and sleep well when you eat a bowl of cherries. You know, life can be just a bowl of cherries. And if you can eat it, you'll be better off. Now, they say cherries have vitamin C. They have, one cup has about 97 calories. But by the time you chew them and your body digests them, you're not going to get all those 97 calories. No, you're not going to get it. They have plenty of vitamin C. They have copper. They have manganese. They have vitamin B6. They have vitamin K, and vitamin C is so essential in maintaining your immune system. Cherries are very high in antioxidants. They help with oxidative stress in the body. A lot of people worry about there are too many calories in cherries, and there are a lot of calories because they tend to be sweet, but they're worth it. They fight cellular damage. They have polyphenols, which fight the cellular damage. They help protect you against many of the chronic conditions, including heart disease, diabetes, brain dysfunction, and certain cancers. tart cherries and cherry juice are really good for gout. Tart cherries may be also beneficial for non-athletes. A study showed 20 active women found that those who drank 2 ounces of tart cherry juice twice daily for 8 days after completing repeated sprint exercises, they recovered quicker than other people. Their muscles were not as sore. They got over the soreness quicker. So increasing your intake of these cherries will help your blood pressure. There's potassium in them, the other antioxidants. They will lower the blood pressure, which may help keep your heart healthy. Cherries, wonderful. Go and find organic cherries. You don't want cherries that are sprayed because you're not going to peel them very well. So go and find cherries that organically grown, unsprayed. But cherries, really, really worth the price. And you want to stay healthy and well, you eat good, fresh fruits. Now we're coming into the season. Try to get organically grown fruits and vegetables.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel here on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale. And this month, our caravan is going to preview some jazz for you at the Douglas Beach House. As we settle into this incredible month of jazz at Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, it's worth taking a moment to look at the house itself, the legendary Douglas Beach House on Murata Road. This isn't just a venue, it's a piece of living history founded by the late Pete Douglas back in 1964. Pete was a visionary who started with a simple idea. He wanted to hear world-class music in his own living room, and with the sound of the Pacific Surf as the rhythm section. What began as informal jam sessions soon turned into world-renowned listening rooms that hosted everyone from Bill Evans to Stan Getz and Betty Carter. When you sit in that room today, you're sitting on the same spot where some of the greatest live jazz recordings in history were made. This Sunday, April 12th, we have a very special birthday celebration. Trumpeter and arranger Eric Jacobson brings his string tet to the coast to honor the great Duke Ellington. Joining the ensemble is the incredible Jackie Ryan. Jackie has a 3.5-octave range and a way of singing Ellington that feels both timeless and brand new. Let's start our jazz month with a selection that showcases that perfect marriage of strings, brass, and Jackie's soulful vocals on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Thank you.
while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire. Under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning low, you'd be so nice. You'd be paradise to come home to and love to come home to, to come home to, to come home to and love. Yeah, baby, to come home to.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, the show bringing you live music and artists that are local and then the visiting artists. This month we're focusing on jazz at the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. And support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. Whether you're stopping in for a famous fish and chips dish or a pint in the double-decker bus, Cameron's is the heart of Half Moon Bay hospitality. I'm Mike Dale. Looking ahead to Sunday, April 19th, we are in the presence of jazz royalty at the Bach. NEA jazz master Gary Bartz is taking the stage. Gary is a living bridge through jazz history. He played with Max Roach, Charles Mingus, and was a key part of Miles Davis's band during the Live Evil era. At 85 years young, he remains one of the most influential alto saxophonists alive. And seeing a master of this caliber in an intimate room like the Bach is why we live on the coast if you're a jazz lover. Here's a classic track from Gary Bartz on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Thank you. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside and the famous folks who visit our clubs here in Half Moon Bay. Of course, it's a great April at the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society as we're focusing on jazz on this show for the calendar month of April. There was Gary Bartz on Coastside Carousel. And we wrap up our April jazz residency on Sunday, April 26th, with a true visionary of the new generation, a pianist by the name of Sullivan Fortner. Sullivan is a multi-Grammy winner who has become the musician's musician of the New York scene. It's a perfect high note to end our April series at Miramar Beach at the Douglas House. Let's hear a selection now from Sullivan Fortner, KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Your community, your voice is KHMB Radio at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. You've got it on Coastside Carousel, the show bringing you local music, local musicians, and the famous people who visit our Coastside. And a month for jazz at the Douglas Beach House that you will never forget. It's our April show at the Bach, and there was Sullivan Fortner, the trio. Just to give you a recap of what's happening at the Bach all month of April, April 12th, this weekend, is Eric Jacobson's String Tet, and NEA Jazz Master Gary Bartz on April 19th, then Sullivan Fortner right there on April 26th. All shows start at 4:30, and tickets go fast for these shows because we got a lot of jazz lovers on the coast. So head over to bachdd.org to secure your seat in that legendary room. And also, a lot of people are doing live streaming now, including the Bach, so check their website for maybe a live stream if you can't make it to the show itself. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today, many lament the lack of morality among our youth. Consequently, schools have undertaken to teach morals to students, yet without any reference to religion. To attempt teaching morality without teaching religion is nothing more than having a body without a heart. George Washington opposed the separation of religious teachings from moral instruction. In his farewell address, he warned, "Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality may be maintained without religion. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle." George Washington believed that students should be taught morality, but that those moral teachings must include religion.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.